Bryce Mills here, 2SER 107.3. Hope you're well. And you know the Sydney Film Festival's up real soon. It's happening now. I was catching it over the weekend, a couple of real nice ones. And one that's coming up Friday and Sunday, you can catch this. It's called Strange Colours. It was it debuted at the Venice Film Festival last year. It's sort of been on its own journey since then. And it's a real prestigious place, the Venice Film Festival. They know what they're doing. And it's one of those films, you know, they had a real tight budget, real tight timeline, shot in Lightning Ridge in northern New South Wales, which we're going to find out a little bit more about because I'm joined by the director, Alina Ludkina, on the line right now. Alina, hello. How you doing?
Hello. Great. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. And look, congrats on the film. I was watching it last night. And the thing I thought was really fascinating, you've been here in Lightning Ridge before. You shot a doco there. So what's it about that place that has made you go, you know what, let's go back and do something else here?
Well, thanks for the kind words, first of all, and about the film. And I'm, I guess, when I first went to when I first heard about Lightning Ridge and then went there, I had this image of these dreamers and misfits in this really surreal place, these larger-than-life characters. I had, you know, very romantic idea of it as this final frontier and, yeah, a place to escape and a kind of refuge for misfits. And a lot of these ideas in my head were confirmed by the people I met and the stories I heard, and it kept me coming back. And yet I did interviewed various people and eventually developed that material into the film that is playing on the weekend.
Yeah, pardon me. Well, for people that don't know, it is like a pretty small sort of mining town. A lot of opals there. It's real known for its opal mining. And yeah, like you say, people there from all different walks of life and a lot of different stories to tell. And you guys, for the film, it was sort of part of the BNR College program, which sort of sees you, you know, with a bunch of time constraints and budget constraints. And I heard that you sort of forced you to make the film intuitively. What does it mean to have to approach a film intuitively for you?
Yeah, great question. It's something I often, when people ask me what I learned from working with such tight time constraints, I definitely talk about this process of intuition. I think that when you don't have much time to sit on a choice, either in the script writing process or a decision you have to make on the day of the shoot, you just trust your gut and do what feels right to you at the time, and it's often the right choice when you look back. And I really learned that. You know, I think sometimes you can overthink things when you have a lot of time, but you'd probably do the same thing anyway, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, especially with anything creative, right? Because it's not like there's a blueprint to follow. It's like you sort of have, you're almost paralyzed by how much choice and options that you've got, kind of thing.
That's right, yeah. And when you're writing, you know, you can do anything.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, I know you as well, when you were there, a lot of the people that appear in the film, they weren't necessarily actors. Like you had to sort of employ people as extras. I know, like in like the pub scene and stuff. These are just people that live in the town. And I mean, how was that as like a director? Did you have to tell them what to do, or like was that difficult? Because like you say, there's a lot of characters in Lightning Ridge.
Yeah, well, the script was always developed with particular people in mind that I wanted to be in the film, and I wanted them to play themselves. It was very much the philosophy that the project was developed with. Kate Sheil and Danny Jones and Justin were the only like actors that we brought from outside of community. Who play? They're the actors who portray the three main characters, and the rest of the cast are all locals playing their versions of themselves.
Man, that's wild, because I was watching it and thinking how, because my dad actually was in the mines for a while, and a lot of the people, they were using like all the same lingo as he does and just sort of talking in the way he does. I was like, man, this is either like insanely good writing, or these guys just must be locals. And you didn't feel like they were acting though at all, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, for starters, like, scenes were written with particular people in mind, because I already spent so much time in the place, so I kind of had their speech, their cadences in my mind, as did my co-writer, Isaac. And then when we got there, I'd show them the scenes, and they'd consult me, like, I wouldn't say that, and, you know, we'd rewrite it again, practice with them, and then on the day, a lot of the script went out the window anyway, because, people couldn't actually remember. But, you know, they had, like, the gist of what had to happen in the scene. Like, she's his daughter, you know, like, key narrative points. And then we'd make sure that we'd hit those and open up the rest. So more or less improvisation. Yeah, I guess improvisation within, like, restricted boundaries.
Yeah, far out. It's look, and you can tell, like, it definitely does feel super authentic. And, I mean, was it more like you wanted to just capture, I guess, like, the feeling of Lightning Ridge as a town, as opposed to, like, having a super complex, heavy plot? Was it more, because I definitely just felt like a lot of the cinematography and stuff, you know, for people that haven't seen it, you do just sort of get a sense of, like, what it must be like to live in, like, a mining town like that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an acute observation. The project was conceived with the place of the sort of main character, in a way. And a lot of the plot, I think, we built around that feeling of being there, and my personal feeling of being there. And definitely, like, my main desire, I think, was to recreate that space for the audiences, so people watching the film can really go on a journey and, in a way, feel that escape themselves. It's a film that's more about feeling and place and characters than it is about exposition or complex backstories. We kind of stripped all of that back to allow the place to breathe and the sound to come through and to create, like, a visceral experience.
You'll see that in the film if you go check it out. It's happening Friday and Sunday, part of the Sydney Film Festival. It's called Strange Colours. And Alina, hey, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much for giving us a little insight.